on here. Okay, we'll get started again. Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon. Let's take item 773, please.
Amend public benefits of Google Fiber Oregon LLC franchise.
Ms. Henry, come on up. This is good work, and I'm glad we're here.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and Council. I'm Mary Beth Henry with the Office for Community Technology. I'm pleased to be here today to ask you to support a franchise amendment for Google Fiber. The original franchise was negotiated and approved 2 years ago, and since that time, our community came together to develop a digital equity action plan to address the needs of those who aren't online because they can't afford it, don't have a device, and/or they don't know how to use the internet. I want to thank you, members of the council, for funding the digital equity position, which sent a strong signal to the community and the internet service providers that Portland takes digital equity seriously and that we expect them to as well. Google Fiber continues to work proactively with city staff on the possibility of bringing its gigabit broadband service to Portland and has made considerable progress over the last year in securing the necessary rights to deploy its network. In anticipation of these efforts coming to fruition, Google Fiber and city staff have developed franchise language to better reflect the newly adopted goals of the Digital Equity Action Plan. Both parties agreed that making some modifications would be mutually beneficial in light of the city's new plan. Google Fiber also learned more about impactful ways of addressing digital equity and is focused on working with affordable housing providers like Home Forward and working with libraries and nonprofits to expand capacity to address affordability, devices, and digital literacy training. As is usually the case, we arrived at this point today thanks to a team effort, and I'd like to thank Ben Walters of the City Attorney's Office and Rebecca Gibbons and Kim Whalen of my office, as well as Brendan Finn with Commissioner Saltzman and Josh Alpert of the Mayor's Office. I'd also like to give a shout out to the Google Fiber team, and I am pleased to say that every one of your portfolios has been involved in this project. Alex Bejarano, David McEldowney, Ryan Mace, and Bob Haley of PBOT, Sylvia Kate, Andy Galizia, Douglas Hardy, and Andy Peterson of Development Services, Eli Callison, Jocelyn Tunnard of Bureau of Environmental Services, Tom Klutz and Ben Gossett of Water, Kevin Martin of Planning and Sustainability, Pauline Goebel, David Berg, and Beth Fox with OMF, Frank James of Parks, and, of course, my staff, Kim Whalen, Rebecca Gibbons, Julio Melchuk, Jennifer Lee, Melvin Riddick, and Josh Eddings. As I said, there are a lot of people involved. The amendment focuses on the public benefits as well as franchise term. The remainder of the original franchise is not modified. As you all know so well, Portland's authority to franchise stems from our oversight of the community's right-of-way. The amendment provides for Google Fiber to offer products that seek to narrow the digital divide, including service offerings that will expand residential access in areas of low broadband adoption. Google Fiber will work with affordable and public housing providers to identify dwelling units where it may offer internet at no cost to residents. Google Fiber will also support local organizations to teach digital literacy to residents, demonstrate the importance of broadband in communities with limited broadband access, and help unconnected residents subscribe to broadband. As part of this process, Google is funding two digital fellows, one at FreeGeek and one with Multnomah County Libraries. The amendment further provides for a digital equity support fee of 3% to be used for implementation of the Digital Equity Action Plan and the Broadband Strategic Plan. The fees will be overseen by the Office for Community Technology. OCT staff believe that a new entrant in the marketplace may result in an uptick in subscribership overall, though some cannibalization may occur as cable subscribers may choose to switch in a competitive marketplace. The amendment also provides the opportunity for the city and Google Fiber to mutually agree to joint fiber construction to reduce costs. This has incredible potential for the city to expand its government-only network, ERNIE, to meet the public sector's growing broadband needs over the coming years, thereby saving the city money. The franchise term is being extended by 2 years to 2026 to provide 10 years in which Google Fiber will hopefully provide competitive gigabit services in Portland. The extension will also assure that the revised public benefits obtained in the amendment will be provided for an additional 2 years. Important to remember that these public benefits are in addition to the 5% fee already included in the Google Fiber franchise. It represents an opportunity for our community, and I'd like to thank Google Fiber for its willingness to negotiate new public benefits in light of the city's Digital Equity Action Plan and evolving best practices in addressing digital inclusion. OCT staff expect an overall increase in economic activity and other benefits as a result of a widespread residential fiber deployment. While metrics specific to Portland are not available, the Broadband Strategic Plan and my office's white paper called The Case for Fiber in Portland, The Benefits Gigabit Networking Offers a Community, identified that fiber to the home has significant economic development impacts that stimulate the local economy. New jobs held by people who pay taxes, as well as positive impacts in education, healthcare, transportation, and sustainability. A competitive broadband marketplace will benefit consumers who will have a choice of providers. And I'm happy to answer questions.
Thank you very much, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, the flip side of closing the digital divide is that we are potentially putting more people in harm's way. And let me give you a few examples. The city of Portland has some of the most sophisticated filters on their computer and on their internet systems. And I daily get fraudulent bank solicitations, fraudulent credit card solicitations, spam phishing. I get viruses attached to documents. I get solicitations from banks ask me to confirm my Social Security number and my other information, which even someone as unsophisticated as me knows how to filter those out because it's not a bank with which I have a relationship. And I could go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Recently at home, we hit a new low when I got a phone call on my message, my phone, a message that said that a gentleman in the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office had some legal papers, what I please call to arrange service. When I called, the number didn't work. When I called the gentleman through the directory, he said that his name had been appropriated in a scam, so people were getting calls in his name around legal documents. So the bad guys are getting very sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And one of the flip sides of closing the digital divide and allowing low-income families, older adults, and others to access the internet is that people who prey precisely on those kinds of people have a new avenue. What commitment do we have from Google that they are taking adequate steps to protect people who are connected to the internet?
Well, I actually think that the responsibility really more lies with the organizations that are doing digital literacy training. And we found in our outreach with the very populations that you're talking about that they have real concerns about privacy and the issues that you've outlined, and asked if, as part of our plan, we could provide for the kind of training that would help them, help protect them from those who prey on, you know, people using the internet. So I don't know that there's a perfect solution, and Google Fiber representatives are here, and I'm sure they'd be happy to address this issue. But I think it's the community and our responsibility to provide the digital literacy training to equip people so that they can navigate the internet safely.
And so I'm just going to respectfully disagree with that because I don't think it's a question of literacy. I think the bad guys are one step ahead of us. And they are so sophisticated in sending fake and fraudulent solicitations. Plus, the way Google search works, I've noticed that I'm now inundated with stuff that I don't want or don't need, but it's all pegged to my age and my circumstances. So that they are tracking my viewing habits, my commercial transactions and other things. And I have now squarely, I guess, reached senior citizen status, because on a daily basis I'm offered prosthetics, miracle health drugs, all kinds of things about extending my life, blah, 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 burial insurance. And these are not things in the ordinary course that I've sought. I think the bad guys are one step ahead of us. And if you're going to put an older adult, and I consider myself a reasonably sophisticated person, and I'm no match for the kind of people who are out there. If you put someone who's 70, 80, 90 years old, who now wants to do their banking online and other things, and they're getting constantly bombarded with fraudulent solicitations, all the education in the world isn't going to prevent that person from inadvertently clicking onto an email, having a virus kick in, and having their data stolen. So I'd like us to think about ways we can be more aggressive in protecting people. And again, I think it's the flip side of what we're doing in terms of closing the digital divide. We're opening up a broader market for people that are unscrupulous. And there are a lot of unscrupulous people now using the internet for bad purposes. And I'm not singling out Google as being a facilitator, but I think Google could actually be a problem solver.
Other comments?
And there is a incognito search that you can use next time you're doing a Google search. This issue came up at the Digital Inclusion Network last week. Go incognito.
I think Commissioner Fish might need to use that. I don't know who you're corresponding with, but I'm not getting all that stuff, so I'm not sure.
I'm a little jealous because I actually use prosthetics, and I don't get those ads.
They're communicating with the wrong guy.
I'm Mary Beth. I have a more serious question. Well, I know that question was serious. It's since devolved into frivolity. You mentioned that the library and Free Geek were chosen to be the fellows. Was there a competitive process for that?
Yes. So the process was run by an organization, a national organization that's actually headquartered here in Portland, called N10, the nonprofit technology organization. And they solicited organizations, nonprofits from throughout Portland to compete to host a digital fellow. And Free Geek and the libraries won.
And it's my understanding that Google and we have learned a lot from other cities that have had high fiber networks prior to this one. Is that correct?
Yes, and throughout this process, we have been talking with our colleagues in the other Google Fiber cities to learn what works, how to move forward. And the message from most of the communities was that it's a partnership and we address issues together.
And that's what this ordinance reflects, is amending ours to learn from others' experiences, both good and bad.
And it really reflects the last 2 years of our community putting together the digital equity plan. We didn't have that. We had our broadband plan, which called on us to develop a digital equity plan. But so this really reflects that work from the community. And I think some of the members who helped put that plan together are here to testify today.
And it's rare and delightful that we go from planning to implementation so quickly, and I really appreciate all your work.
It's so much fun.
Thank you. Other questions, comments? Thank you very much. And do we have some invited testimony, or do we have just folks signed up to speak?
The Google Fiber representatives are here, and then sure. I believe there were citizens who signed up as well.
Okay, come on up, please. Let's have Google Fiber first, and then anyone else who would like to speak.
Mayor, if Google Fiber wants to make any other announcement today, should we give them an extra couple of minutes?
We can even do a drum roll. Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for having us today. My name is Brian Bell, and I oversee expansion work for Google Fiber in the Western United States, joined by my colleague Chris Taylor, who oversees business operations here for the fiber team in Portland. So we're thrilled to be here today to talk to you about this amendment. Google Fiber was created with the goal of making broadband better and more accessible to more people. And one thing we're proud of is that we've partnered with cities on the important issue of closing the digital divide. And so, as you heard from Mary Beth, one thing we're thrilled about with this amendment is that it aligns our franchise requirements with the great work that the city of Portland is doing. So Portland is a leader on digital equity issues. We congratulate the city on the progress it's made with the Digital Equity Action Plan and really look forward to continuing our work together on this important issue. So Google Fiber is a technology at heart. We're always seeking to innovate and change and be nimble so that we're taking account of the latest technologies and the latest thinking on complex issues. So since we launched our first network back in 2011 in Kansas City, we've learned a lot. And as you heard from Mary Beth, some of the commitments and ideas contained in the franchise just from 2 years ago no longer reflect the latest and greatest way to approach some of these tough issues. So I want to highlight just a few of the things that we've changed in our most recent approaches to digital equity issues. So the first, as Mary Beth mentioned, is we are partnering with the Department of Housing and Urban Development to offer free gigabit service to public housing facilities. So we will work to identify properties that make sense to deploy free service to those residents with no additional fees. The second is that we develop targeted products and services to make available to the most digitally divided parts of the community. And so those are lower cost options to help people who haven't been online the first time potentially take that first step and get online. Third, we invest heavily in local partnerships and really know that there is a lot of great work going on in the community. And if we can partner with those organizations already making a difference, we can really team up to have an even bigger impact. And we're thrilled with the partnerships that are already off and running here in Portland. So Portland's home to the Digital Inclusion Fellowship Program, which is a partnership between Google Fiber and Portland's own nonprofit technology enterprise network, N10, which recruits and trains emerging community leaders on digital equity engagement. And this year, N10 announced that two Portland area organizations have been selected as hosts for our Digital Inclusion Fellowship, which are the Multnomah County Library and Free Geek. And they both serve as national exemplars of innovation and digital inclusion work, and we're thrilled to partner with them. We know this has been a long exploration process for Google Fiber and the city over the last couple years, but we continue to make great progress and have overcome some significant issues through our great work with our city, county, and the partners we have in the surrounding community. So this franchise amendment is another important step along our journey as we explore bringing fiber here. And we hope to bring superfast internet to Portland and look forward to continuing the partnership. I want to conclude by extending a thank you to Ben Walters from the city attorney's office and the other staff members who have worked on this, including especially Mary Beth Henry, who has been a tireless advocate for digital inclusion and digital equity issues and has been an amazing partner as we've worked through the complicated issues that necessarily arise when seeking to deploy a network in a new city. So thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you for having us here today, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. I'm really just here to answer questions if you have them. I think Brian covered it.
All right. Questions for the Google Fiber team?
You know, this has been a long courtship. What are the remaining barriers to bringing Google here?
Sure. Great question. You know, deploying a network is complex. There are a lot of moving pieces. Some of them require actions from the city and some don't. There's a lot of internal work that happens along the network design, business modeling, construction costs. So, you know, we can't point to any one thing or one or two things that are left to go, but, you know, we are excited about the progress and hope to keep pushing forward and getting closer to having clarity on that.
Are there any additional regulatory hurdles in Portland?
I think Chris may be able to speak as one of our local team members, but I know that we've recently received approval for certain network cut real estate approvals, and there will be others down the road. So, you know, things are moving forward. There's still some pieces, but, you know, in terms of outstanding obstacles, big hurdles to clear at this time, I can't think of any that are in the immediate future.
Yeah, we still have more work to do, but so far all of the actual pending actions that are before the city, we've been very pleased with the outcome, this being one of them, but I don't want to make any assumptions until you have your second reading, but No, we don't have any major pending proposals that haven't been.
And I think that speaks to the great work of staff and the city, the leadership the city has had on supporting this project. It is complex. Lots of issues come up, and it has been a great partnership with the city.
It's good to hear. Thank you. It's great. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there others that are here to speak on this item?
We have a sign-up sheet for public testimony. I show 9 people signed up.
Okay.
The first 3, please come on up, are Shedrick Wilkins, Colleen Dixon, and Samuel Pastrick.
Okay, come on up, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I echo Commissioner Fish's concern about unscrupulous people using high-speed cable for internet. I worry, too, that I read a story about computers being used, for example, in England. If you go to a doctor and they give you a chest x-ray, the doctor in England is required to look at it first and not just send it high speed to some AI machine that looks at it and sees if you have a tumor. In this country, sometimes the doctor will just fax the x-ray high speed, go golf, and then get flagged later on. In England, it's required that the doctor look at the x-ray first and not get lazy, right, and let some computer do it, right, and then say, oh, and there have been situations where the computer doesn't see something, and the doctor should have looked at it.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm Colleen Dixon. I'm the Director of Development and Public Services at Free Geek. And I think last time I was in this chair, we were talking about passing the Digital Equity Action Plan, and thank you for that work. And I just want to say that the resources that it takes to make that work in actual reality, make a plan in action, is a big thing that we need as both nonprofit organizations and as a movement for digital equity within the community. And we're happy to be a part of that work, and we are thrilled to have the support of the fee through Google to support the plan and then also to be a recipient of the Digital Inclusion Fellowship and to do more digital literacy education work in the community and build out our programs, which hopefully will help to support some of these questions and concerns through community-based organizing.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Good job not reading from notes, Colleen, as per usual. Good afternoon. I'm Sam Pastrick, and I'm here today with Cub of Oregon. As Colleen said, I was also here in April to encourage adoption of Resolution 37199, which, of course, directs the City Office for Community Technology to implement the Digital Equity Action Plan, the DEAP. So I'm here today to encourage adoption of the proposed amendments to the 2014 ordinance granting franchise to Google Fiber to construct and operate a fiber network here in Portland. The DEAP, as you folks know, captures really the hard work of the Digital Inclusion Network. Many folks are here today since 2014 and outlines specific operational and policy proposals for public and private agencies along with nonprofits like CUB and to advance the cause of digital equity in the city of Portland and also Multnomah County at large. So a clear theme throughout the DEAP is a need for partner organizations to have access to sustainable funding mechanisms to implement those strategic goals. So in short, really to execute the plan, and in CUB's opinion, the way intended and to its fullest potential is really, you know, that reliable funding is paramount. So the proposed digital equity support fee, which would amount to 3% of gross revenues from fiber sales and operation, is, in CUB's opinion, really a long-term funding solution and one that's really consistent with language not only outlined in the DEAP itself, but also endorsed by City Council. So with this in mind, we really strongly encourage adoption of the proposed amendments to the original franchise agreement, and these include, but are not limited to, the digital equity support fee. So in the same spirit, CUB looks forward to continued work and strong collaboration with the Office for Community Technology to ensure that these funds are carefully allocated and that they're consistent with both DEAP and broadband strategic plan goals. So thanks for your time.
Right. Thank you both. Thanks very much. Okay, let's take the next group.
Next 3 are Dwayne Johnson, John Warona, and Greg Martin.
Come on up. Okay, Mr. Johnson, I think you're first.
It looks that way. Commissioners, Mayor, thank you for allowing us to speak before you today. As a longtime innovator, entrepreneur, and supporter of internet access for all, I am the Deputy Director of Innovate Oregon and co-founder of Scale Up Partners, which works with communities across the country, connecting and giving access to the opportunities of the 21st century for underrepresented communities. At the end of the day, broadband access and internet access is a fundamental economic opportunity for underrepresented communities. The idea that we can make those connections available, and not only available, but do it at an inexpensive price is key. But even more important than that, I'm going to speak to what Commissioner Fish said a little earlier. We have to actually have a strategy on how we deal with the predators and people that are really looking for access to people's accounts and information. This is going to happen whether there's broadband access and support or not. The opportunity here is actually to take an organization like Google that is proactive in addressing these issues as opposed to just basically putting a pipe to somebody's house and literally giving somebody else responsibility for that support. I think the opportunity here is a great one, in that we're creating a funding source to actually support some of that literacy, as well as being proactive working with the communities themselves to be able to understand better what's being put in front of them. But lastly, there's the opportunity to really be pioneers in solving the problems. One of the advantages you have when you're working with the providers from this perspective is that we can actually work with them to solve the problems. What you do get to see through the broadband is what types of phishing is happening. And you won't see that if you're just getting one pipe to one individual. But if, Commissioner, you're getting the same phishing expeditions that Commissioner Novick is getting, an organization like Google sets up these centers where they're actually seeing these things happening, and they may be able to actually reduce the opportunities that these people that are trying to hack people have. So when we can actually set a system up that's proactive, we can actually have a quick response operation that can work alongside this and actually reduce the risk for everybody. So I think this opportunity here is to reduce the challenges as well as get the providers themselves to work together with us and have a collaborative approach to this so that the communities get access, but they can get access in a way that's not going to be threatening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. My name is John Warona, and I'm the Director of Digital Strategies at the Multnomah County Library, and I'd like to say just a few words today in support of the amendment to the Google Fiber Franchise Agreement. First, we'd like to thank the City of Portland, especially Mary Beth Henry and the Office for Community Technology, who has worked closely with the Library and Multnomah County's Department of County Assets and IT to guide the work of the Digital Inclusion Network and the groundbreaking Digital Equity Action Plan, which set a course for addressing the very real issues around digital equity, access, and opportunity in our community. I'm new to the library and the county organization, but I quickly learned how deliberate and thoughtful the local stakeholders have been about engaging Google early in the discussion about the future of connectivity in this region. Google deserves recognition for being so receptive to the inclusion discussion from the very early exploratory stages here in this region. The library supports the amendment because the agreement offers more options and access for all residents to fully participate in the digital world. As the largest provider of free high-speed internet access and free computing devices in the state, the library knows the community needs firsthand. Last year, the library connected people in the community with nearly 2 million Wi-Fi and public computer sessions. And tomorrow marks the end of our fiscal year, and we're projecting a rise of over 20% in just the Wi-Fi number alone. So this trend of increased demand shows no signs of slowing down. The library provides access to devices, training in multiple languages, and broadband for the essential activities of modern life. In addition, folks also need a way to afford access where they live in the evenings when homework happens. Increased access to next-level broadband means more people can get connected, but the digital divide may grow wider still for those on the other side. The library will build upon the early successes of working with the partners mentioned and who you've heard from and will hear from to provide access to training, devices, internet service, and to increase adoption rates and prepare those who need it for low-cost, high-speed access where they live, as I said, in public housing developments and among lower-income individuals and families. We're already putting the action in the action plan. It's appropriate, and we support Google and their counterparts in making inclusion a priority and putting resources behind it. Multnomah County Library takes our role seriously in bridging gaps to access and opportunity wherever we can. This year, we will have a digital inclusion fellow to help us, thanks to Google Fiber and N10, who you've heard about. We thank the Multnomah County Department of Assets and IT for their support. We thank the City of Portland for your efforts. We thank all of our Digital Inclusion Network partners, who you're hearing from before and after us. And we want to express the library's support for the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Greg Martin. I'm the Chief Information Officer at KinderCare Education. Thank you, Mayor Hales and Commissioners, for having me here today. I also do volunteer work with various organizations, including University of Portland, the Technology Association of Oregon, Kairos Charter School, and iUrban Team, and a few others. And through that work, I've been doing this kind of work my whole life. I care deeply about education. I care deeply about diversity and inclusion. And I care deeply about science, technology, engineering, and math education, especially for youth. And so I came to be aware of this effort and came to support it because I think it's important. I think it's a great result. I'm glad it's happening. I'm glad that fiber is coming to the beautiful city of Portland that I've fallen in love with in my 2.5 years here. And I'm glad that the city was smart enough to include a diversity and inclusion component. I've reviewed the DEEP plan, and I think it's on point. And I'm glad to see that there's an awareness of the need for an educational component. And I'm also here to advocate for some of the community-based organizations being important components of the education, as opposed to having, you know, some external entity come in and train everybody. I think you really want to train the community to train itself. So that's my recommendation. And thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you both. Okay, let's take the next folks, please.
All right, Lindsay Kaplan, Marita Inglesby, and Sam Burnett.
Okay, come on up. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Lindsay Kaplan. I'm the Director of Community Engagement at Portland Community Media. And I'm here to voice my support for the amendment that we've been speaking about today. PCM, I'm a little tall, I'm a little short. PCM has and continues to invest significant resources to ensure that we help lead the field of digital equity and inclusion, empowering and equipping underserved community members to thrive in a connected world, and that includes internet access. By amending the Google Fiber agreement, the change would allow the implementation of the Digital Equity Action Plan, which we've been speaking about as well, a plan in which PCM is deeply invested, a plan that will in turn provide the affordable internet access we've been talking about to the residents of Portland, benefiting the civic, cultural, and creative economy. The creative economy is, in particular, the part that I'm invested in. While taking a huge leap forward in achieving digital inclusion in Portland, which is something that's also very important to PCM. Just wanted to voice my support. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Welcome.
Hello, I'm Marita Inglesby. I am with Portland Public Schools in the Office of Information Technology, and my position is IT Client Services Director. Our CIO, Josh Klein, is out of town and unable to be here. He testified in support of the Digital Equity Action Plan in April, and we are also in support of this amendment. It is a very significant opportunity. We are very well placed for success and to do this right, I think, with the enactment of the Digital Equity Action Plan and so many partners in place, and having Google Fiber join this partnership and bring this funding source is going to poise us for success in the future, many years ahead, and we're very excited about this opportunity for our community and for our students especially. Thank you to the Office of Community Technology and especially Mary Beth Henry for all of her work.
Thanks for your partnership. Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Sam Burnett, and the last time I testified before council, I was in eighth grade urging council to make the push to bring Google Fiber to Portland initially.
Hang in there. Good for you.
Today, we are here to usher in a new era of equity. While this measure will in no way mollify completely the stark economic, educational, social, and of course, technological divides that have manifested themselves after centuries of racist practices, it is a strong and important boost that will no doubt positively impact thousands in the Portland area. In today's digitalized world, internet is everything. As the physical world quickly cedes financial, social, and informational power to cyberspace, we must ensure that we do all in our power to prevent this transition from becoming another gaping chasm between rich and poor, categories that are still all too often defined by race. If managed correctly, the online world has unprecedented potential to bring diverse groups together and facilitate connections that would otherwise not be possible. If, on the other hand, we allow the digital divide to fester uncombated, we will only be exacerbating issues of equity that crucially need to be addressed. I assure you, I am an optimist, but have far too often seen the ideals of pessimists come to fruition. Let this be a key step on the journey to amend inequity, but let it not be an excuse to rest on laurels. Thousands, at the least, will benefit from this, but why settle for thousands when we have the potential to assist millions? A friend of mine recently said something that captured my attention. He said, "The future doesn't exist." Now, I want to assure you, this wasn't doomsday rhetoric. He was merely pointing out the fact that anything we wish to see in the future, we must ourselves make happen. Let us together make this equitable vision of the future a reality. Let us continue to aid those in need, and let us never forget that to get to where we are now, standing, sitting today, we once needed a helping hand ourselves, no matter how large or small. Thank you.
Very much. Appreciate it. And without getting too personal, I hope we get this done before you reach some other big life milestone.
Which school were you with in eighth grade?
I was at Mount Tabor and then went on to graduate from Franklin High School. So, yeah, I'll try to make it not another six-year gap.
Well, you're a credit to the Portland Public Schools, and thank you. That was a beautiful speech.
Thank you. Well done. Okay, anyone else signed up?
That's all I showed.
Anyone signed else up? Want to speak on this item? Well, I want to thank you all for an excellent hearing, and Mary Beth, for great work. This comes back for second reading, final action next week. Any other comments from the council? Good work. We hope to hear more from you very soon. Thank you. Okay.